Hmong society is based on a centuries-old system of nations and clans. There's the white, blue, and black Hmong. Within each of these nations, there are clans such as the Vang, Le Fong, Her, Shang, and others. The clan system shapes much of Hmong life. For example, marrying someone in your own clan is forbidden. Ancestry is traced through male ancestors, and Hmong men are the clan leaders. They advise their members and help resolve disputes. They also negotiate marriages and how much a groom's family must pay his bride's family to have her. Someone like Chai Fu Sheng could do that. A man in his 50s, Sheng has been a CIA-trained soldier, a clan leader, and a business owner. He's lived in Minnesota for 15 years.
Roughly 8 years after I arrived in the Twin Cities, I was hired as a mediator or family counselor with the Lao family community in. After 8 years, the program ended, and so I was laid off. Then I started my own Asian grocery store. I've working for many years. Until last year, I decided to sell the store and start a car selling business.
Selling used cars requires the art of negotiation, so Sheng might have a leg up on his competition. But he's most concerned about problems the Hmong face here that they rarely experienced in Laos, such as divorce, depression, and violent crime. Many clan leaders like Sheng feel powerless to help those in need, especially as young people seek assistance from the outside. Sheng says today, most clan leaders are watching from the sidelines.
Yes, we are. Even I am one of the leaders. But since we are here, we can't do anything. We don't have the authority. We don't have the power to exercise our thought. We still, if we heard that somebody was raped and murdered, we are, we love the individuals. We care about the individuals. If we heard that someone has been murdered, we were in tears. We care about the individuals, about the family, but we're just not in a position to help resolve or address the issues.
Clan leaders believe the mainstream system won't provide long-term stability and cultural identity for the Hmong people. But a new generation of leaders is trying to rise to the challenge of bridging the gap between traditional Hmong values and the realities of life in the U.S.
Do you think that as a community, like as a larger community and as a Hmong community, for those of you who are Hmong, that we really accept violence as a part of our lives and that's why we have it?
Maiko Heng is speaking about violence in the Hmong community to Century College students in North St. Paul. Heng is concerned about many of the same problems and issues as the older male clan leaders. Her presentation is about a violence prevention program called Hmong Tai Yang, or Hmong Peace. As the project's coordinator, Heng is often in the public's eye. Quite an accomplishment for a Hmong woman who's 26 years old. And yet it's not surprising at all, given Heng's family. Her father is a respected clan leader. Heng says because of that, she's always had an interest in public service.
You know, I remember as a little girl shadowing my father at different meetings. And probably because he didn't have a son at the time. You know, when I grew up and then my mom had a boy, then he started doing that. But I was really kind of his sidekick for many years. And so I think from like age 8 or 9, you know, when you first start thinking about the world, I was kind of into public life, public service, and never really left it.
In traditional Hmong society, women's leadership is indirect. They give advice behind the scenes. So Heng's high public profile has brought her both ridicule and praise. She's somewhat odd for Hmong cultural standards. She married late and has only one child. And she's an outspoken, educated woman with firm ideas about justice and equality. She says while watching her father and other clan leaders mediate disputes, she found certain patterns troubling.
That whoever it was that was distributing justice wasn't being fair to the woman. And this isn't always the case. I mean, there are certain things that you can have the family do to take responsibility for the violence that's happening. But 9 times out of 10, I would say it would be a message to the woman to be patient. He will change. Be patient. And so, I don't know, it just really aggravated me, I think, and it still does. And if that's what being a leader means, stepping forward and saying, you know, I think this needs to change, then yeah, I guess that's something that I want to do.
Heng is one of a new breed of Hmong leaders. Unlike clan leaders steeped in old ways, anchored in the homeland, these young women and men speak fluent English, understand mainstream social and political systems, and head programs and organizations. This is not to say traditional clan leaders are completely displaced. Many Hmong people continue to seek counsel from clan leaders before going to others for help. But Dr. Yang Dao, a scholar who now works with St. Paul Public Schools, says the shift in leadership is permanent.
Now, our Hmong people in the United States, as well as in the world, are looking for new leadership. And Hmong leadership irrevocably has already shifted from the old generation to the young generation, who are more educated, more professional, competitive, and more aware of international evolution. That means more leadership, the young people are more competent in to lead the Hmong community to a social, economic, and political development.
Dao says there's room for both new and old leaders, the economic and political leaders who understand the American ways, as well as cultural leaders who know Hmong customs.
I talked to my Hmong countrymen. I said, even though I have a PhD, but don't ask me to negotiate for your marriage, because I don't know the marriage rights. I don't know anything about that. So for you young people, you have to go to us, the old Hmong knowledgeable people.
But the young people are moving further and further away from Hmong traditions. Still, many clan leaders cling to the hope the old ways will enjoy a resurgence and find a place in the United States. Others are prepared to accept and let go. No matter the path, Hmong culture in America is rapidly transforming under the pressures of youth, assimilation, and the need to survive. I'm Lynette Nyman, Minnesota Public Radio.